Good morning. A Monday morning, we are with Yancey Royce, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each week. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're going to start with a COVID-19 update. What do you got?
Over the weekend, the test positivity rate is down to around 4%. That's the lowest in 2 months. That's the good news. There's a lot of things that are coming out related to COVID, as you might expect. Democrats are having a much wider discussion of maybe ending the governor's emergency powers that they granted him back at the beginning of the pandemic. Republicans have long chafed under this, saying that the governor is controlling everything, calling all the shots. Democrats have been content to kind of go along because the government needs to act quickly during the pandemic. But now, after the nursing home scandal, there is a lot more widespread reconsideration of this topic. In fact, that Senate number two Democrat, Mike Gianaris, said there's a lot of talk about it. In the assembly, we were told if there was a secret vote, it would overwhelmingly be to end the powers. But at the same time, his powers are set to end April 30th, and a lot of legislators might just say let them expire rather than fight earlier.
You also have an interesting story today about teacher retirements being way up, and largely because of the pandemic.
Way up. Statewide, they're up 11% over 2019. On Long Island, it's particularly pronounced. It's up 26% in 1 year. And a lot of teachers saying, especially veteran teachers, saying the prospect of catching the virus was a motivating factor. And so you saw a lot of retirements happening over the summer as the debate happened about whether to open schools this year.
You also have a very interesting anti-housing discrimination story to tell us about.
The state Senate today, Monday, is going to pass about a dozen bills having to do with bias against home buyers. It was sparked by a Newsday investigation that found disparate treatment for blacks and Hispanics. One of the key bills is going to be to increase registration fees for realty agents, and that would go to fund basically an undercover covert testing program where you send people to find out if realtors are following all the anti-discrimination laws or whether they're steering people to certain neighborhoods based on race.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.